From London, this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The Caribbean Court of Justice and crime emerge as two key issues at the Guyana summit. A Trinidadian trade union leader vows to keep Mexico cement giant Cemex at bay. And a celebration of laughter as the region's funny men and women conquer Washington. I'm Karen Weir and this is BBC Caribbean Report. CARICOM heads of government were today discussing behind closed doors funding for a new appeals court, the region's growing crime problem and the decline of West Indies cricket. The leaders have already asked the Caribbean Development Bank to spearhead an initiative to obtain soft loans to help their struggling economies. Bertram Niles is on assignment in Georgetown at the summit. A short while ago, he told me the leaders are determined that the Caribbean Court of Justice will be established.
In terms of what's the decision there, there will be an initial investment of about $100 million, which will be raised to be put into a trust fund by the Caribbean Development Bank. And it will essentially stay there as an investment balance. And the income from that will be there for as long as they want, in perpetuity, you might say, to guarantee the resources for the court. The Caribbean Development Bank says it hopes to raise this money into international markets and would like to do that by December to go to the international capital markets to raise these funds.
So have all the countries gone along with the idea of the CC